If you have your Bible, turn with us to Hebrews chapter 11 tonight. Hebrews chapter 11. I want to begin reading at verse 8 tonight. The Lord will be our help. The Bible says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Look at verse 13. The Bible says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. I'd like to preach for just a minute on tonight, if God will be my help. I've got a lot to preach. But I'd like to preach on this thought, destination heaven. Amen? Destination heaven. Do you know where you're going when you die? Amen. We've got to do. Hey, if you're a child of God and you've made plans for heaven, if you've been saved, if you trust in the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, then your destination is heaven. Amen. It's a magnificent thing, man, to know where we're going. Amen. Have that blessed assurance. Amen. Having made our calling and our election sure and prepared ourselves for a place that's been prepared for us. Amen. What a blessing it is. And we can attain to that, praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ. And our future is in heaven. Our future hope is in heaven. Amen. But in order to realize that, we just need to see some things about this place called heaven. Number one, the nature of heaven. Amen. The nature of heaven. Amen. The heaven is the destiny of the righteous. You know that? Those that's trying to do right according to God's word and His will. Praise God. That is our destination this evening. Amen. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Just say, glory to God. My call is sure and my destination is sure. Amen. You've got your ticket when you accept Lord Jesus Christ, when you bowed your head and confessed Him your sins and asked Him to come in your heart. Praise God, you got your ticket bought. Amen. Amen. Your destination is sure. Amen. Hey, a lot of times old devil come along and say, well, you know what? You know what you've done. Yeah, and that guy say, devil, you know what you've done. Amen. Your destination is the lake of fire. Praise God. Amen. But because we made our call, that's sure. The nature of heaven, we've got a destiny with heaven. Amen. Heaven is a place of eternal life in the presence of God. Amen. That's the nature of heaven. That's a place where we're eternally in the presence of God. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about that. Amen. Nothing the world can do it. They may not like it. And they may not like us. The devil don't. And we know he don't like us. But praise God, there's nothing he can do about the destiny of a child of God. Amen. He can throw some roadblocks and stumbling blocks. But praise God, he can't stop us from getting to our destiny, which is a heaven, praise God, in a little while in one of these days. You say, well, how do you know that, preacher? Because I know why God created man. Why did God create man? That we might know Him and love Him and serve Him now. Now, that we might know Him and love Him and serve Him right now in this present day. Amen. That's why He created us. Amen. So that we could know Him in an intimate way, to love Him, praise God. Amen. Hey, there's no lover that you ever have like the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll never let you down. Amen. So that's why God created, so that we could know Him right now. Amen. Not tomorrow, not next week, not when we get there. But praise God that we can know Him now. Ain't you glad that you can know Him now? Amen. Amen. Ain't you glad He's there with you? Praise God. And He don't just desert you and leave you all to yourself once He saves you. But He stays with you, praise God. But we can know Him now. We can love Him now. We can serve Him now. And we can enjoy Him forever in the world to come. That's a blessing. Now that is the nature of heaven. That's what heaven is all about. Amen. I'm excited about the very nature of heaven. A place where those that's eternally saved are eternally within the presence of a holy God forever. And we love Him, praise God, and He loves us forever. Amen. That's the nature of heaven. As we see that, praise God, and we can see the nature of heaven in the names that's given for heaven. The names of heaven. Let me just give you a few of those tonight. Number one, the names of heaven is paradise. In Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7, it speaks of paradise. It speaks of a place of a literal garden, that place of a eternal happiness, that place of hope. Amen. That place of gladness and that place of blessedness. That is a name for heaven, paradise. Amen. One of these days, praise God, we're going to outstrip these old bodies and we go into paradise. We go into that place, God, praise God, that's going to be more splendid than anything that we've ever known before. Again, a place, hey, we ought to be excited today just trying to anticipate. Hey, it ought to be like going a whole lot better than going to Disneyland. Amen. I wouldn't recommend going down there and taking kids anyway because it's full of sodomites. Amen. Stay away from that wicked place. I wouldn't go. They have a whole week now just totally designated. Somebody said it's going to make it 2 weeks. It's totally given to sodomy. When all the sodomites of the world go down there to do their thing and flaunt their stuff. God help their wicked souls. I would God to save them all and that place just empty out those 2 weeks. Wouldn't be nobody there. I love those people. Boy, I hate that sin. I hate the sin of sodomy. Amen. God hates it too. He hated it in Leviticus 20:13. He hated it in Romans chapter 1. Praise God. And he hated it in Corinthians. And he still hates it. Amen today. Praise God. But God's meant to make a literal place, a paradise, amen, for me and you. A place where we can go and have happiness and blessedness that's beyond anything that we could imagine. Amen. So not only is it called paradise, but it's also called the Father's house. Amen. I like the term the Father's house. Now, I got a hold of it. I got to thinking on that this morning, sitting there in the study. I was thinking on the Father's house. And that, hey, it's a magnificent thing. Now, my father's gone on to heaven. He's been gone, 5 years now, last month. But he's been gone. But praise God, I still think about my father's house. I still go down there to my mother's, amen. And it's something about your mother's house, your father's house. Because you go into your father's house, and it's just like there's a peace there. Amen. It seems like you go in your father's house, and especially during the winter time, I can go down there and check on mom. I sit down there beside that wood stove, and the next thing you know, we get to conversing, and I can just go dead asleep. Amen. There's just a rest there. There's a peace there in the father's house. Amen. Like there's nowhere else. Nowhere else can you get that peace like you get at the father's house. Amen. Praise God. It's special. It's a special place. And Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 2, he said, in the Father's house are many mansions. Amen. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, but I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. But praise God, I thank God for the Father's house, don't you? A place, a paradise, a Father's house. Not only is a Father's house, but the Bible says it's also a heavenly country. As we read and you'll hear in a few minutes, he said it's a place to travel. It's a destination to desire. Amen. It's better than anywhere we could ever anticipate going as a kid. Amen. It's so exciting. We could never think or anticipate, praise God, getting to go to this magnificent place called heaven. Amen. It's just it's beyond our comprehension what heaven really is. Amen. If we could really comprehend what heaven is. Amen. Destination heaven would be something exciting in our lives. I don't know about you. I can't wait to get there. Amen. I'll be glad when I pull over on yonder shore, praise God. I park this old tired, weary body, wore out mind, praise God, somewhere, and just let praise God, and just enter into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Praise God to that heavenly country that Abraham was looking for. That he desired to see, amen. Amen. Hey, what the Bible says, and I read your hearing, that they wasn't desiring, so if they had desired to look back at where they had come from, they might have turned back. But praise God, they couldn't find nothing to turn back to. They just kept plowing on, headed for that destination glory. Amen. To the Father's house, to that place of paradise, to that place, praise God, to that far country. Amen. Praise God. We ain't got nothing to turn back for. We're traveling to a far country, a heavenly country. Not only is it called a heavenly country, it's called a city. Amen? A city. Now, a city is where the masses are. Amen? And cities, when I think of cities, I'm an old country boy. And when I think about cities, I think of just a nasty place with a lot of wickedness. Amen? Where people are in each other's face and ain't nobody likes nobody. But praise God, when I think about this city, and as Brother Bill says in the song, quite often I do, amen, glory be to God, I think about an organized city. Hey, praise God, a place that's not out of order, but it's a place where God's people come together with the angels of glory and the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost of God, and we commune together and we love one another and we share one another, praise God, and we magnify the God of glory. Amen, that city, that glory of that beautiful city, amen. They talks about Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10. That magnificent city. Praise God. And he's gone prepare. He says, prepare a place. Amen. Men you. That city not made with hands. He said, it had foundations not made with hands. Amen. What does he say? That ain't no part of that city that's made by man. Amen. We can't claim none of that. Praise God. It's made by God. Not only called a heavenly country and a city, but it's called New Jerusalem. In Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 and 2, it speaks of that new city. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen? And then we go over to Revelation 21, verse 10. And the Bible says that he's talking about the angel coming, got him, and he said, I'll show thee the bride, the white lamb's wife, verse 9. And he said, he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Amen. Having the glory of God, and her light was likened to stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And he goes on to explain this magnificent city. What is that, preacher? Had he seen? What did old John see? I tell you what he's seen. He's seen that place, glory to God. He's seen that place prepared. He's seen that place, glory be to God. Destination heaven. Amen. It's what he's seen. That place where we'll all gather one of these days, never to be separated again. Glory to God, what a blessing. What a hope we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's because we have confidence today and believe in Him that we have that blessed hope, that we have those promises tonight that we can hold on to. It's not something that we did. Praise God. It's what Jesus done for us. He gave us, praise God, the title deed to a spotting glory. Amen. Praise God. He did that for me and He did that for you because He loved us that much. Amen. Praise God. He did it for me and did it for you. So He said that's the names of heaven. Amen. Not only the nature of heaven and the names of heaven, but the necessity of heaven. Have you ever thought about, is heaven really necessary? I was thinking about that the other day, Monday. I believe, last Sunday. Now, what about heaven? Is it really necessary for there to be a heaven? Huh? Why couldn't God just fix us all up here, amen? We could just stay here and it'd save a lot of coming and a going and a doing. So why is it necessary? Why not just do it here? Because God created us as human beings, amen, with an instinct for glory. Amen. God created me and you, praise God, and put an instinct in us for heavenly things. Amen. Just about anybody you ask on the street, they've done surveys. And they ask just about everybody on the street, praise God, do you believe that there's a heaven? And just about everyone, I think it's 87%, said, yeah, I believe there's a heaven. Why? Because instinct tells them, praise God, that there's a higher power and there's a place, praise God, where He is. Amen. So God needs that place. He is that place. Amen. And He needs that place, praise God. And instinctively, He desires us and He draws us to that place. Amen. So whenever man rejects God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we reject heaven, we reject the very instincts that God has placed. You know, in the instincts God put there. Amen. Just like our conscience. God put that there. It's part of us. God made that part of us. And He puts that in us. So our human soul instinctively, praise God, desires and believes that there's a heaven. And we need it. Heaven is necessary. Amen. Heaven's necessary because it's got to be there in order to fulfill the demands of justice. Amen. See, there was some suffering of the righteous and the wickedness, praise God, the prosperity of the wicked, and God's got to be able to judge that, and He's got to have a place, a state, and a place to judge it in righteousness and in justice. Amen. That's what heaven is supposed to say. It's all going to be done in heaven. Amen? Yes, sir. All the judgment takes place in heaven. Amen? There'll be the judgment seat of Christ for the righteous, for those that's got saved and then tried to live a righteous life. And then, amen, so accepted Lord Jesus Christ. And then there'll be the great white throne judgment, praise God, of the wicked dead. Amen? They'll all be judged. So, yes, heaven is necessary. It's a necessary place. Amen. The people that say, I heard it on the radio this week, you know, there's all kind of goofy stuff out there. And they're saying, well, there's not really a God and there's not really heaven. It's just a state of mind. Amen. God help their wicked hearts. And these are supposed to be preachers. He said, we just have to have a spiritual mind and think spiritual thoughts. Amen. If there's no God and there's no heaven, what kind of spiritual thoughts, what spiritual do you have to think about? I told you, crazy nut, you ain't got nothing to meditate on. Amen. Meditate on nothing. But praise God, heaven is necessary, a place of justice where God will justly divide, praise God, right and wrong, praise God, and He'll price out that's meat. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what do you mean? I believe that'll be, at the great white throne judgment, he's going to sit down, he's going to look at a book and another book, praise God, and he's going to look at there and he's going to say, here, wait a minute, there's a place right here, it's blank. That should have been your name. Amen. How can you justify yourself? They said, look at the works I done. And he said, okay, let's look at the works you done. And he'll open up that big old book and he'll say, well, here's this work and it wasn't pleasing and honoring to me. This work right here wouldn't satisfy the blood. This work wasn't here. It wasn't sufficient for salvation. Amen. And when he's done, he'll close that book and he'll say, I charge you, I find you guilty. Amen. And he'll cast you into the lake of fire. Amen. Praise God. So is heaven necessary? Yes, heaven is necessary. But the thing that I want you to get here, it's necessary, but the destiny of every man, woman, boy, and girl is going to pass through heaven. Amen? At some point in time. Hey, praise God, I want to be there on the good side. Amen. I don't want to be just passing through and be cast out. I want to spend eternity with the Master in the presence of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. So he said, hey, listen, so he says the nature of heaven, the names of heaven, and the necessity of heaven. But now I want to look at, and I've got a lot of scripture here, we may not read them all, but I want to give you right quickly 8 newnesses of heaven. Amen? Newnesses. I was going to put blessings, but I was trying to think of something that had an N in it. You know, when I threw an outline, it makes it look prettier. Amen? Amen? But it fit better. So I got to thinking the newness of heaven. Amen? As you look at this, we begin to see some things. I got 8 things right here I want to give you right quickly. And we'll go to have the newness of heaven. Number one, the light and the beauty of heaven. Amen. It's all going to be new. It's going to be something so magnificent. Look at Revelation chapter 21 and verse 23. And it said the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, the light that's going to be shining there ain't going to be no natural sun. It's going to be the S-O-N, praise God, the precious Lamb of God. And He'll shine so bright that you won't need no torch, you won't need no flashlight, because there'll never be no night, praise God, as long as the sun, or the God, night can't come along, night darkness can't come out when the lights are shining. Amen. When the light shines, praise God, it displaces the darkness. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we can see that it's the God of glory, amen. Look at Revelation 22 and verse 5. The Bible says, and there shall be no light there, and they need no candle, amen. Neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Amen. Hey, praise God, that light's going to just keep shining. We're just going to keep glowing with it. Amen. Glory to God. I got to thinking on that. I got my little old bench out there in front of my study where I sit and read my Bible and stuff sometime of a morning. And I got a bird feeder there that I feed my birds in where I watched that little chickadee here a while back. Amen. I got to watching them birds. Well, I got to noticing down underneath the bird feeder, the ground was tore all to pieces. And what it is, I got to looking, it's a mole. Well, that little old feller's done figured out where that bird seed is, and he's been coming down, I guess, coming out and eating those seeds. at the birds, you know, scratch out and they drop. And I got to thinking about that, and I got to thinking about this text. And I got to thinking about that little old mole. Now that little old mole, he's probably born underground in the dark. That little old mole, he's born blind, he can't see. Amen. And he spends most of his time in the dark. Amen. Unable to see. And when he comes out for every now and then, praise God, he gets that sunshine down and he can feel just a little bit of the aspect of that sun. And maybe he can just see just a glimpse of that light. Amen. Because being a little mole used to being underground. But just think about this poor little old fellow that's always in the dark. He can't see glory to God. He can't see those magnificent trees that's all around him. He can't see the beautiful grass, praise God. He can't see the beautiful mountains and that creek, Rims Creek, running down below, praise God. He can't see none of that. But praise be to God, I'm glad that the light shined and the light will keep shining and we can keep seeing, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I can see. I thought, bless your heart, little buddy. Amen. But God, hey, God designed him that way so he's not disappointed. Amen. Hey, he don't know no better. He thinks that's all that there is. But praise God, I'm glad today. I know that this ain't all that there is. Amen. Hey, I've seen the light, praise God, and I've seen the beauty that God's created. And I see that light that's going to be shining in glory. And I see that beauty, God, that's going to be radiating from that place. Amen. It's going to be awesome when we get there. Amen. So it's going to be a place of light and a place of beauty. Amen. God will be that light, it says. Not only would it be a place of light and beauty, but it'll be a place of fullness of knowledge. Amen. He said, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13:7, that we look through a glass darkly, but then face to face. He said, one of these days we'll get to see and praise God. We'll begin to realize the truth. We'll begin able to see, praise God, the magnificence of God. Amen. We'll be able to see and we'll be able to attain to that knowledge that God has for us. Amen. If there's anything that you ever wanted to know, praise God. Hey, I believe when you get to heaven, Brother Garland, when you think on something, praise God, the answer will be right there immediately. Amen. God won't keep us, praise God, in limbo, but He'll cause us to know. How do you know? Because, praise God, He does the same thing right now. Amen. If you want to know anything about God, you get to praying about it, asking God, and He'll show you. Amen. He'll give you an answer. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He will. They said they was one of them philosophers. I forget, Plato or Socrates one said one time, he said, there's one thing that I know. Or this one, maybe it's this one thing that I know. That I don't know nothing. Amen. I can link up with that. Hey, you probably smarter than I am. But I can link up with that fella. Like, the one thing that I do know is I don't know nothing. Just about the time that I think I've got all the answers, Brother Rex, they change the questions. Just sure as the world. Amen. Every time I get to where I'm knowing, praise God, and I think, man, I'm getting this stuff, boy, I'm just lining up, praise God, the world, and something throws me a curve, and I come out and say, you know what? I didn't know nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, I'm starting to realize that I don't know nothing, Brother Garland, about how much God loves me. I don't know nothing about what Jesus done for me. I haven't attained, praise God, to the knowledge of how good God is to us. Praise the Lord. But one day, Brother Eddie, praise God, I'm going to be full of wisdom. Hey, I'm looking through that glass darkly, but one of these days, praise God, it's going to be face to face, and there'll be no darkness no more. Amen. Praise the Lord. A knowledge, praise God. Amen. A fullness of knowledge be given to us. Not only light and beauty and the fullness of knowledge, but number three, rest. Amen. Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. The Bible says this. It says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Amen. He said, one of these days, youngins, hey, praise God, we just keep plowing on for Jesus. And praise, just in a one day, in a little while, hey, listen, this life is fleeting. It's like a vapor and it's gone. Amen. I can remember, youngins, now you young people look at me. I can remember when I was just graduating from high school and I thought, boy, I've got a big old long life to live. And there was a fella that worked there at Shaw Industries. And I went there, he was 35, 36 years old. And I thought, man, that old man there, you know, older and dirt, and praise God. But then I blinked my eyes and looked up and I was him. Amen. And praise God, I'm a pushing on 50 right now. And praise God, 78 far behind. Amen. I never thought it would suffice. But my granny told me, he said, hey, as you get older, today's going faster. And I thought a day's a day. But I want to tell you, every day you get older, every year you get older, the days speed up. Amen. Because you're getting closer to the end. But praise be to God, there's a God that loves us. He's a God that's give us a rest, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we'll just receive that rest, amen. What kind of rest he's talking about? He's talking about that rest that we deserve, amen, at the end of the journey. At rest, amen, from weariness. At rest from despair. At rest from pain. At rest from heartache, praise God. He said, one of these days in a little while, Brother Eddie, we're not going to have to partake of any of those things. There'll be a perfect rest from the things that bother us in this world. Amen. Put it behind us. Praise God. You know, we'd get rid of a whole lot of that right now if we just trust in the Lord. Peter said, cast our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. Amen. If we start taking stuff seriously to the Lord. Remember what I told you Sunday? If we'd fast a little bit. Amen. Just maybe skip a meal or something. Spend a little extra time on our knees with the Lord. Fast a little bit. Pray a little bit. Amen. Casting our cares on Him because He cares for us. Man, He cares about what we're going through. Amen. He'd help us if we'd let Him. Not only is they light and beauty and fullness of knowledge and rest, but they serve us. Serve us. Look at Revelation chapter 7, verse 15. Revelation chapter 7, verse 15. The Bible says this. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Amen. So he said, hey, they're laboring. You say, well, preacher, they're talking about tribulation saints. Hey, saints are saints, amen. Praise, we're still going to serve the Lord, amen, glory. But hey, a lot of people say, well, preacher, I've heard people say, well, preacher, you know, I don't want to, when we get to heaven, it just seems so monotonous. You're going to sit up there and just strum on a harp all the time, and that's going to just get old after a while. Amen. Don't tell Robert that. Amen. He'd like to get to where he could just strum on his harp all his guitar all day long. Amen. I think Miss Susie has to stay on pretty hard to keep from doing that. When they go clean somewhere and she tells him to get the vacuum cleaner and get down there and he's got his guitar. Ain't no vacuum cleaner to be found. Amen. But when we, hey, he said, well, I don't saw it. Hey, we're going to be busy, amen, in heaven. God, hey, it ain't going to be somewhere we're just going to say, hey, we'll spend our time strumming harp and singing praises. Hey, God said we would. So there'll be a new song, praise God, and we'll be a singing. Hey, we may sing that thing for a while. Amen. And we'll still never wear it out. Praise God. But he said, we're going to be busy in this place, paradise in heaven, praise God, when we get there. How do you know? Because the first paradise, amen, we were busy. Didn't he put Adam to be in the husbandman of the garden? Amen. He was there to, in paradise, he was there to dress and keep the garden. Amen. God's going to have stuff for us to do. And you say, well, preacher, I ain't going to like that if I'm after work. Amen. You're just lazy. But you'll like it, in heaven. Amen. It won't be tedious. God, hey, you won't get tired. You won't get weary. You won't get wore out. You won't get bored. Amen. Praise God, because you're going to be rejoicing in what God allows you to do. See, I'm personally, I believe it. God, He speaks of these talents that we have so many times and how we use them. Amen. And in what God gives us in answer to those talents. And I believe, praise God, if we work for the Lord, we use our talents for Him here, that He's going to allow us to do more and more for Him there. Amen. And it's going to be a blessing and a joy to be able to do that. But you think about this. If we do more for Him here and bless His name here, then we get to do more for Him there. Amen. What a reward. Amen. Praise God. Amen. What goes around comes around. What you sow, that you reap. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said in this second paradise, praise God, we're going to get to serve the Lord. Amen. Pray. Hey, so if you got, hey, if you're going to serve him there, you might as well just go ahead and serve him here. Amen. Hey, just go ahead and get started. Practice. You know, practice makes perfect. Amen. So not only do we have a newness of light and beauty and newness of knowledge and rest and service, but it'll be a newness of joy. It'll be new joy in heaven. Amen. Look at Revelation 21 and 4. Revelation 21, 4 said, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Amen. Revelation 21, 4, they're gone. All those things that bothers, hinder us here are gone. Taken out of the way. What joy. Hey, if there's anything that bring us joy, it's while all those hindrances, those pains and sorrows that we have here are gone. Amen. It'll be a place of perpetual joy. Amen. A place where we can't get over it. Amen. Glory to God. I mean, it's going to be magnificent when we get to heaven. It will. Hey, it's a place that Jesus went to prepare us. Now you think about this. Let me just give it to you this way. You think about a king that had a kingdom. Amen. A pretty decent kingdom, and he had not unlimited funds, but had a lot of funds that he could lay hands on. And this king decided, praise God, that for his new bride, he was going to build her a place special. That he was going to prepare her a place. And he don't spare the expense. Amen? He goes all out for this new bride, anticipating her coming. And he prepares her a place. Now it makes the Biltmore estate look like a summer cottage. Amen? I mean, it's magnificent to behold. Spectacular in every essence. But I'm speaking of an earthly king. But I will say, praise God, our heavenly King, our heavenly Father, praise God, with unlimited access to anything in the universe, is going, glory to God, to prepare us a place. Amen. He said, if I go prepare a place, I will come again and receive into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. He said, as soon as I get the place ready. Amen. It's not some little fixer-upper either. Amen. I believe he made it from scratch. Amen. So, hey, something as magnificent as that God could make for me and you. I'm like Brother Eddie. Hey, if it's a tent by the lake, that'd be fine with me. Amen. Amen. As long as it's mine, God said, hey, this is yours. Amen. I'm sure it'll be the nicest tent they ever was. Amen. Praise the Lord. But hey, glory to God. Amen. Hey, they won't be no. Hey, you won't have to worry about zipping up the little door at night because the critters won't come sneaking in. If they do, they'll be friendly and non-biting kind. Amen. Praise God. It'll be good in glory, I'm saying. Praise God. Destiny, heaven. That's where we're going. He said there'll be joy in heaven. Amen. That place prepared. Not only will there be joy, but there'll be stability in heaven. Did you ever think about that? Stability in heaven. Amen. He said, hey, listen, all these things that hinder us in Revelation 21 and 4 are gone. Amen. They're taken out of the way, never to be remembered no more. All the pain and sorrow and anguish and heartache is gone forever. And God offers us, hey, if we didn't have stability, amen, then we couldn't enjoy the joy. There has to be some stability. In other words, we have to have permanent health. We have to have permanent peace. It has to be a permanent place of prosperity. Amen. Or it wouldn't be heaven. Amen. But God said, hey, sister, he said, there's going to be some stability in heaven. You're not going to have to worry about trying to make enough money to put food on the table. You're not going to have to worry about paying the light bill because he's the light, praise God. Amen. You're not going to have to worry about where the water comes from, which well, praise God. It's going to come out of the well of living waters, glory to God. Amen. But I'm talking about stability in this place called heaven, our destiny. Praise God. It's permanent health. Can you imagine? I got thinking on that. And since August last year, I've had 5 surgeries. Amen. Since August of last year. I think it's that many. I got to add another day. I said, my goodness, 5 since last August. I said, but glory be God, destination heaven. Amen. Amen. Glory be God, I'm going to take this old feeble body, lay it down. Praise God, he's going to give me a glorified body like unto the Lord. 33 and a half year old, I believe. Praise God, the prime of life. Amen. Brother X, we was 33 and a half. We can move mountains. Praise God, they wasn't none too big. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, but they some when we get to heaven, he said, they some things up there that's going to give us stability. Praise God. Not only are we going to have stability, we're going to have social joy. Amen. Social joy. Have you ever thought about that? You know, men and women, we're social beings. Now, I know we get on each other's nerves sometimes, but we're social beings. We like to be around other people. Most people do. Now, there's some people, there's one or two here and there that just don't like nobody. Amen. Just like to be all hermits off by themselves. But most of us are social beings. Amen. We like to be around other folk. And he said there's going to be a place called heaven, and they said it's going to be a social society. Look at Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. The Bible says, but ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. He said, praise God, you're going to come into a social network, a social society, praise God, that's like nothing we've ever seen. We'll have a city and a place, praise God, where there's peace and joy and no filthiness and wickedness. Amen. We're going to have a place where we can enjoy. Glory to God. Hey, there'll be no character defects, Brother Greg. Amen. We won't have no character defects to have to worry about. You know the kind that our co-workers have got that we have a hard time dealing with. Amen. Those character defects. Hey, we like the people, but we hate what they do. You know anybody like that? They love people. I like people, but praise God, I just don't like some of the things they do. But in heaven, praise God, there'll be no character defects. Won't it be wonderful there? Amen. Glory to God. The character defects are going to all be gone. Amen. There'll be no more bad characteristics. Amen. Our characteristics will be all different, praise God. Because we won't have this old flesh to have to contend with. We'll be Christ-like. Praise the Lord. Not only will we have that, but all our faults will be gone. And we'll have no more faults. You know, the Bible said we're supposed to confess our faults one to another. Those are those things. It's not our sins, but it's those things that so easily beset us. Right. Amen. Things in our life say, hey, brother, I need you to help me pray about it. You remember what I preached on our Sunday night, I believe it was. Amen. It's where we say, hey, listen, I need you. All those faults that we have, those things, they're gone. Amen. In heaven. Praise God. So it'll be have social joy in heaven. And in last but not least, in heaven, the newness of heaven, there's going to be an absolute perfect fellowship with Christ. Amen. There's going to be a perfect fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Amen. We won't be wanting for nothing when it comes to worshiping our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Hey, we'll have a relationship with Him, a kinship with Him like never before. Amen. I love Him now. I think on Him. Praise God. Ponder on Him. He's on my heart. Amen. He's in my heart. He's convicting me. He's showing me. He's teaching me. He's loving on me all the time. In John chapter 14, verse 3, he said he's going to prepare us a place. And he said if he gets that prepared, when he gets it prepared, he's going to come get us and take us to himself, that where he is, there will be also. Amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, let me read that to you right quickly. Let me read you these verses real quick and I'll be done. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. In verse 8, he said, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Amen. He said, hey, it's going to be a wonderful thing when we lay down this old flesh that we contend with and we're in the presence of the Lord. He said, it's going to be a magnificent thing. He said, Jesus made a place. He's going to come take us to that place and we don't have nothing to worry about no more. The flesh is done. Praise God, He's put behind us. And praise God, just glory is in front. Destination heaven. Hey, praise God, Brother Bill says all the time, it's going to fix it all. Amen. Now, look, in Philippians, I'll just tell you, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 23, Paul says, I'm in a strait betwixt two. Amen. He said, I've got a desire to go on out of here and be in glory. He said, but it's needful that I stay here for you. But he said, I'm betwixt two. He said, I'd like to go on and get out of here and be with the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8, the Bible says this. 1 Peter 1 and chapter 1 and verse 8, he says, whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see him not, Yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. He said, you look into the promise. He said, and you've already reached out and you've got a hold of it. And you're saying, hey, even so, Lord, come quickly.
Amen.
Just like old John on the Isle of Patmos. And in John chapter, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, the Bible says this. He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Amen. He said, hey, in a little while, praise God, we're going to slip out of here. We're going to see Him. Amen. When He comes to get us, and we're going to be like Him. Praise God. When we're near Him. You can't be close to Jesus and not be like Jesus. Amen. Praise be to God. Hey, everything that got near Jesus got better. Amen. He never made an instant worse. Praise God, but He always made things better. Why? Because He's there to take us through this thing. Amen. Hey, listen, the reason I can say it is because the very one that's brought me through this veil of tears is going to be the very one. Now listen, in destination heaven, He's going to be the very one that leads me from joy to joy, from glory to glory, and from revelation to revelation. Amen. He's the very one, the one that's bringing me through this old veil of tears. He's the one that's bringing you through this old veil of tears. Is going to be the very one in destination heaven that's going to lead you from joy to joy, and from glory to glory. And from revelation through, that's that revealing. Amen. The joy to joy, the glory to glory, and the revelation to revelation.